Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Welcome to Game 2 of the Class 3 District 2 Softball Semifinals from Windsor High School in Imperial, where the three-seeded St. Louis Notre Dame Rebels going to try to go back-to-back days with back-to-back victories. But a very strong, formidable 10-13 Windsor Owls, the two-seed in this Class 3 District 2 tournament, are waiting to defeat the Rebels for the second time to this season. Windsor beat them 2-0 not too long ago. So we expect another tight game here. Hillsborough has punched their ticket to the Class 3 District 2 championship game. An 11-1 victory over Festus about 15, 20 minutes ago. So welcome on. I am Matt Greenwood, Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Dale Bruning back in the KHS studio. We're with you till the very end of the evening. And we got, a very fun 3-2 matchup. Rebels, Owls, Notre Dame led by Brittany Crodinger. However, the head coach, Amanda Mohan, is obviously typically the head coach for St. Louis Notre Dame, but she had a baby. And that means she has a really, really great excuse not to be here. And so Brittany Crodinger is stepping in. She coached her very first district playoff game yesterday. The Rebels beat DeSoto 11-5. Windsor got a chance to not play as they got a bye as the two seed. And so it's been a few days since they've played. And Wayne Montgomery hopes that they are ready to win a ball game in the chilly, cold air. I guess that's redundant. Cold air here at Windsor High School in Imperial. It is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. You can go online anytime you want at fleegs.com. F-L-I-E-G-S, fleegs.com. Now, something I failed to do at the end of our coverage of Hillsborough Festus was touch on the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. So why don't we get to that and let you know of what we have coming up for you tomorrow night in Friday Night Football. Of course, here on KJEF, we're going to have a matchup of Class 2 versus Class 1 as the Jefferson Blue Jays take on the Chaffee Red Devils. On AM 800 KREI, it'll be the Farmington Knights traveling to the St. Louis area to take on Lutheran North. On J98, it's North County at Potosi. And on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, St. Vincent at Grandview. As for Saturday college football, Mizzou is taking on Vanderbilt at the home of the Commodores. That'll be on KREI and KJFF from 1 to 7, kickoff at 3, pregame at 1. As for next week, we'll have softball state sectional coverage, and that'll begin Wednesday. And we'll also have Hillsborough at St. Pius Volleyball on Tuesday on AM 1400 KJEF. So there you go, our Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear. Starting lineups being introduced right now for St. Louis Notre Dame, as well as for the Windsor Owls. Right now it's the Rebels first as they are the visitor, the three seed. Windsor, the two seed, gets home home field advantage, not just because they're the higher seed, only because they're the higher seed, but as far as the advantage goes, they are playing their game here at Windsor High School, so that hopefully gives them a little leg up on their counterpart. So as the lineups are being introduced, we'll go ahead and step aside. And then we'll fill you in as to who is starting today for the Notre Dame Rebels in the circle and in the lineup. And we'll do the same for the Windsor Owls. We're going to take a three-minute break. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch from the second semifinal between Windsor and St. Louis Notre Dame in the Class 3 District 2 tournament here on KJEF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573 573- 756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of Rootwits to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF, just in the nick of time as we start the second semifinal of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. It's St. Louis Notre Dame and Windsor, the Owls, first to the field as they are the home team here. And the first batter up for St. Louis Notre Dame is Allison Kaiser, the shortstop. Righty-on-righty matchup. Delana Mentel is the pitcher. And she misfires with the first two. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Winner advances to take on the Hillsboro Hawks in the Class 3 District 2 championship game tomorrow at 4:30. There's a fastball on the outside corner from the righty Mentel. And it's a 2-1 count to Kaiser. Notre Dame coming off an 11-5 victory over DeSoto yesterday. A game that was tied at 4-4 at one point. 2-1 pitch, outside corner, bell tie. That's good for a strike. So back from down 2-0, Mentel one good pitch away from getting the first out of the ballgame. There goes the train. Mentel ready to fire home the righty. Just misses off the plate. And she got Allison Kaiser to lean out over, thinking about swinging, but she held back. On deck is Rachel Schultz for the Rebels in their blue tops, white pants. Pitch on the way, ground ball, sharply hit back up the middle, slightly to the left of second base and into center field. And Kaiser gets a 2-ball, 2-strike single. A 3-ball, 2-strike single, pardon me. And so that's how things get going here in the top of the first. Windsor has been bouncing back and forth as far as districts are concerned. They're right now in Class 3, District 2. But 3 years ago and 4 years ago, they were in Class 3, District 3. Here's a bunt. Throw to first. Out there. Second base runner overruns the bag. She scrambles back, and Kaiser able to reach her right arm onto the white thing right in the middle before the throw there and the tag. That was a 5-3 on the sack. And here comes Sam Foppy. Pitched yesterday for the Rebels. Pitched well enough to get them here. Fastball off the outside edge from the righty Mintel. Samantha Foppy, when she's not in the circle, throwing fastballs and curves and changeups, she's playing first base. Twirls the bat twice, the righty. Stands tall, 1-0. Bunt up the third baseline and foul. A little bit surprising there. By the way, the heater has now kicked on here in the press box, and thankfully so. All right, so two umpires are going to have a meeting here halfway between the circle and third base. I don't know what for. There's a clear foul ball. Okay. Everyone back, ready to go. Sam Foppy loves to crowd the plate and just shoots a ball past the third baseman's glove, who was drawn in. Throw from the left fielder comes home, and that's behind the runner and off the line. And the Rebels take a 1-0 lead on an RBI single. Sam Foppy, she goes into second base on the throw from left field. 1-0 Rebels in the top of the first. Guys are able to score all the way from second base. So perfect execution by the Notre Dame Rebels. They get the leadoff girl on. They bunt her over to second, and then they drive her in with a base knock to left. Now the batter is Carly Gillum. Gillum, much like Foppy, stands tall in the box. She's got a little thickness to her, a lot of pop as well. She takes one high and in for ball one from Mintel. Mintel back on the rubber, ready to fire home. There's the 1-0 offering, and it misses off the plate. It's 2-0. We were able to get the Fessus Hillsborough game in before darkness settled in, but transitioning between games, the dark skies came and the sun went away. It'll be back, though, tomorrow. 2-0 swing and a miss, low and outside. Two balls now and one strike to Gillum. Gillum spelled G-I-L-H-A-M, Gilham. Delana Mintel, ready to come with the 2-1. There it is. Swing and a miss. A little tailing action. Little dip as well. 2-2 now after the swing and miss from Gillum. On deck is Grace Bomarito. They call her Bomb for short. B-O-double-M. 2-2 from Mintel with a runner at second. And she misses off the plate to Gillum. It's 3-2. Of course, these two, like I mentioned about 10 minutes ago, have faced each other at just once this season. Windsor only got four hits off of Gillum, but they pushed across two runs, and that was enough. They won 2-0. Delana Mintel coming with a 3-2 and turning on it, hitting it sharply left of third base is Gillum, and she'll get another 3-2 pitch. As I mentioned, the acting head coach, the interim head coach, if you will, for Notre Dame, is recent graduate of Northern Iowa, Brittany Krodinger. Graduated in the spring of 2019, played baseball in the 2014 DeSoto State Championship softball team. 3-2 offering, and Mintel just missed off the corner. Oh, my goodness, I thought she had it. But no, Gillum works a walk. She saw seven pitches from Mintel. The seventh one was out of the zone. So with that, runners at first and second now. Still just one out. Grace Bomarito, the number five hitter, is coming up. Looks like we're going to have ourselves a courtesy runner. Coming in for the Rebels, number five, Monica McManaman. So the junior will get to run. So ball in the gap likely scores her. Grace Bomarito, by the way, yesterday drove in the third run of the ball game for Notre Dame. That was back in the first inning as the Rebels were able to get the jump on Kristen Keith. First pitch to the right-handed swinging Bomarito is outside from the righty Mintel. It's 1-0. Slight breeze ever so often. Nothing too outrageous breeze-wise. So very comfortable settings minus the chilly air. There's a bunt effort by Bomarito, but she pulled back at the last second. Takes the ball high, 2-0. We'll pick off the Windsor defense for you here in just a second. There's a 2-0 aggressive hack. And Bomarito comes up empty. It's 2-1. You can see the stuff is there from Delana Mintel. She's got a lot of punch in that fastball. She's got a pretty good defense behind her as well. 2-1 coming from the righty, from the knees to the hip to the plate, and she misses low, 3-1. Windsor has Peyton Irwin at short, at third, Alyssa Copeland, at second, Gabby Dewing, and at first, Sierra Parker. Catching is Piper Montgomery. 3-1. Inside, off the fist, loop shot behind second base, charging forward, sliding the center fielder, Poe Veronica, unable to make the catch. It lands into the outfield. Around third with a hard turn is Gillum, but she'll stay put, and the bases are loaded. Poe Veronica had to come from a deep spot in center field. And on the baseball field, that one would have landed right behind second base. As far as the softball field goes, it lands about 30 feet behind it. And already 1-0 Notre Dame, looking to add to it here in the top of the first. The batter is going to be Caitlin Mazadonsky. So Bomarito able to collect her second hit of the district tournament. Poppy's at third. Gillum is at second. Bomarito's at first. Here's Mazadonsky. First pitch to the tall righty. It's inside for a ball. Defensively for the Owls, left to right, Jaden Trice, center fielder Poe Veronica, and right fielder Grace Sullen. 1-0. Pitch is popped up. Foul territory right side. Everyone gives chase, and that lands over the net and into the right hand of Ray Halbrook. Right next to Jeff Whitener on this cold night with the ball spinning the way it was. Ray's going to feel that one for probably the next three innings. Here comes the 1-1, and it's just off the plate to Mazadonsky. Two balls and one strike. And we're seeing a real struggle here for Delana Mintel with her fastball location. Bases loaded for the Rebels, up 1-0, 2-1 count. Pitch, loop, shot over the third baseman into left field. And everyone will move up a base, and the Rebels have two runs, as scoring is Sam Foppy. RBI Caitlin Mazadonsky, her second one of the district tournament. Her fourth hit overall. And Windsor is going to have a meeting in the circle with the assistant coach. Bases remain loaded for the Notre Dame Rebels. Well, we have a second. Why don't we go ahead and dive into the numbers for Delana Mintel on the regular season for the Windsor Owls. Coming into this one, she had 18 games started, 11 complete games, a 6-win, 9-loss record, 94 and a third innings pitched, a 3.71 ERA. And she had 71 strikeouts in those 94 and two-thirds frames. Mintel, a senior for Coach Wayne Montgomery. So at the plate now is Allie Curry. First pitch to the right-hander from Mintel is in there for a strike right down Main Street. You've got Carly Gillum at third base, Grace Bomarito at second, and Caitlin Mazadonsky at first. Swing and a miss on a ball up in the zone. Allie Curry behind the eight ball here. No balls, two strikes. Mintel needs a pop-up or a strikeout here with the bases loaded and one out. Pop-up on the infield, and the infield fly rule will take effect. Here's the pitch. Fastball, letter high. And because of the height of Allie Curry, Mintel gets a strikeout call. And there's a big one for two down now for the number eight hitter, Kiki Lloyd. Backwards K in the scorebook for you. Here's Kiki Lloyd, who had an RBI single yesterday in the 11-5 win over DeSoto. Wound up going 1-for-4 overall. Swings and fouls went off the mask of the catcher, Montgomery. No balls, one strike. All Kiki Lloyd needs to do here and all Coach Krodinger probably wants her to do is just put the ball in play and see what happens, but she takes a fastball in the outside corner, and that is a strike, and it's 0-2. 2-0 Rebels. Top of the first. The 3 seed has the lead on the 2. Bases loaded. Mintel looking to get out of this. Into the line she goes. Fires it in, and it's fouled. As it just bounced over Piper Montgomery. Still 0-2. Again, the winner of this one will take on Hillsborough and will take on Hillsborough in the Class 3 District 2 championship game. Shouts from the Rebel dugout. The 0-2 to Kiki Lloyd. And Mintel tries to paint the outside corner. Just missed. It's 1-2. The innings pitch to strikeouts. The ratio there is less than 9 for Mintel. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Lloyd out in front of a changeup. And Mintel with an early big-time strikeout strands 3 Rebels. After a half inning, it's Notre Dame 2. Windsor nothing. The Owls to face Carly Gillum when we come back in 1 minute 30 seconds on KJEF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622. For details or to register.
Accessible Healthcare is having offices close to home with services like dental care, primary care, and behavioral health services. Affordable Healthcare is having someone to help you with Medicaid and Medicare applications and offering an income-based sliding fee scale. At Comtree, we want our community to know they can be healthier and happier. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF Class 3 District 2 semifinals. Game 2 of our 2-game set as Notre Dame leads Windsor 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. An RBI from Sam Foppy and an RBI from Caitlin Mazadonsky have the blue and white on top. And here come the Windsor Owls. Peyton Irwin, first up, bats from the right side, got her white helmet, white jersey, white pants. First pitch low, ball one out of the right hand of Carly Gillum. Gillum has been the number one starter for St. Louis Notre Dame all year. There's a fastball in the inside corner. Turning away from the strike call was Irwin. She likes to crowd the plate, so of course those inside fastballs look like balls to her, but to the on-plate umpire, they don't. So 1-1 count as Gillum looks at her band on the left arm, 1-1. And on the hands, Irwin pops it up, shallow, right center, charging forward. The center fielder is going to make the catch. Rachel Schultz there in right center for the catch. One down for the Owls here in the bottom of the first as they trail 2-0. Going to bring up Emma Poveronico, whose pops is the one that's the PA guy here, getting a chance to announce his own daughter's name. That's cool, right? Right, coach? He's also a head coach for Crystal City Softball, so. And yes, he said it's cool. It is. No balls, one strike to Emma Poveronico. I will not distract him anymore. There's a fastball just a bit high, and it is 1-1. Poveronico plays center field, has her long braided hair hanging between the numbers on the back of the jersey. 1-1. Slaps at it, and it goes to third. Foul. Or off the backstop, and then kicks out towards third. 1-1, 2 strikes to the left-handed swing in center fielder Poveronico. 1-2 offering from Gillum. It's up in the zone and a good fight-off pitch for Poveronico. And the count runs to 1-2, still 1-2, beg your pardon. Piper Montgomery is on deck for the Owls. I want to talk about a girl that's had an amazing year. Piper Montgomery certainly has. We'll dive into the numbers when she comes up. Pitch to Poveronico. Backhanded by the catcher outside. And it's 2-2. Owls down 2-0, bottom of the first. Semifinals, Class 3 District 2 tournament. Notre Dame Rebels have the upper hand at the moment. 2-2 to Poveronico. Up in the zone, she slaps at it and punches it into left field for a base knock. She may have gotten to first base before that ball landed. She's so fast. Man. So a one-out single for Poveronico. I seriously saw the ball drop, and then when I looked over, she was rounding first base. All right, here's Piper Montgomery for Windsor. One swing can tie it. Ball comes low and in at her back foot. The right-handed catcher with a lot of power has a 1-0 count. Montgomery hitting the first ever softball home run here at the new all-turf Windsor High School baseball slash softball field. And oh my goodness, can you say home run? Piper Montgomery on cue, unloads. Left center field. She rides that one to Arnold. 2-2 ball game. Windsor's tied it up. I see you, Piper Montgomery. 5 home runs now, 40 runs driven in. Tie ball game. Don't pitch her up in the zone. She will not let you get away with it. So Emma Poveronico with a punch single to left scores on the 2-run home run to left center, Piper Montgomery. It's going to bring up Gabby Dewing. 18 runs driven in this year for Dewing, a .324 batting average. First pitch from the righty, Gillum. Strike call right down the middle. So Piper Montgomery adding to her .526 batting average and adding to her home run and RBI totals there. Here's a little squibbler, out towards first, backhanded by the Notre Dame first baseman. That's Sam Thoppy, and she'll race to the bag and beat Dewing for out number 2. You got to understand something. It is really cold out here, and what happens when we get cold weather? Well, the ball doesn't fly as much. So on a warm day, that one was probably hit even further. Here's a pop-up off the end of the bat from Sierra Parker. And that's going to drop between the second baseman and center fielder. A little miscommunication there. And maybe a 2-out rally now for the Windsor Owls as Parker reaches first. So here comes Riley Siegel for Coach Montgomery. Wayne Montgomery and the Windsor Owls. His brother Jeff Montgomery for the Festus Tigers just took 11-1 loss earlier today. Foul off the screen from Siegel. Off to the right there. 2-2, bottom of the first. These teams scored all of 2 runs the first time they played each other. At first, Parker comes off the bag as the pitch comes home, and it's high and wide to the right-handed swinging Siegel. Not spelled like the bird. Don't want you to be confused by that. It's S-I-E-G-E-L. Next pitch, and she chases an outside fastball, 1-2. Siegel, .216 batting average, 6 runs driven in. This is her 40th plate appearance of the season. 1-2 from the righty, Gillum. And a poke out towards right on the line. Kiki Lloyd, the right fielder, comes charging in and makes the one-arm stretch grab for out number three. Piper Montgomery with a two-run blast to left center field. We are tied at two, heading to the top of the second in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local, home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase, shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home, too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Quite the exciting first inning between Windsor and St. Louis Notre Dame. 2-2 is your score. Two singles for the two runs for the Rebels, and a two-run home run from Piper Montgomery for the Owls. Here we are, top of the second. The batter's the number nine hitter, Sam Short. And because she's so tall, the ball up around the letters is a strike. The Rebels have a lot of that on their team. A lot of girls that are tall and thick and can swing the stick as well. 0-1. Fastball up and outside. Delana Mintel. D-E-L-A-N-A. Delana Mintel with a 1-1 count on the righty, Sam Short. Next pitch. Upstairs. Ball two. Allie Kaiser or Allison Kaiser and Rachel Schultz on deck and in the hole for the Rebels. 2-1 offering is just above the strike zone over the plate. Three balls and one strike. Windsor seeking a district championship. Got to get through the Rebels and then the Hawks if they're lucky enough to advance past the Rebels. There's a foul on a 3-1. Now becomes a 3-2 count. As I was talking about before, the Windsor Owls have bounced back and forth between Class 3 District 2 and Class 3 District 3 over the last 6 to 8 years. Here's a pitch in on the hands. Short pops it up. It'll stay on the infield. Calling off everybody is Peyton Irwin. And she'll squeeze two hands on it right behind the circle for out number one. So a 3-2 good delivery there by Delana Mintel to get the pop-up for the out. Back to the top of the order we go. Allison Kaiser. K-A-I-S-E-R. Kaiser. A single and a run scored. Third base comes in. That's Copeland. Mintel misses up. It's 1-0. Later we'll dive into a little bit about Brittany Krodinger, interim head coach for the Notre Dame Rebels. Of course, locally known for her time at DeSoto High School. Mintel again misses with a fastball, 2-0 to the right-handed swing and shortstop Kaiser. One out, nobody on. Pitch outside, ball three. In 94 and a third innings pitched this year for Delana Mintel, she has a whip of 1.65. That's walks plus hits per innings pitched. This time, though, she finds a strike. Right over that outside edge, about belt high, it's 3-1. So she does walk a lot of batters. She gets a lot of ground balls as well. Here's a 3-1. Instead, we get a fly ball here off the bat of Kaiser. Back to the fence it lands. Right fielder Solon gets it, throws it to second. Around second, heading towards third is Kaiser. The throw to third, it comes off the helmet, and Kaiser will be awarded home plate. And just like yesterday, a little league home run for Allie Kaiser. She got a triple to right. Throw yesterday went over the third baseman's head, and she was able to score. This time, it hits her on the head, the throw from the relay, and she scores from third. Now, how does that happen? I don't know, but it's 3-2 Rebels. Here's Rachel Schultz, second base and third baseman in. Changeup, elevated outside corner, called a strike to Schultz, the left-handed batter, the center fielder, who's got a 5-3 sack bunt to her record. And like many of her teammates, has some sort of band that has digits on her arm so she can look at it as the coach goes through the signals. She takes there, and it's 1-1. An aggressive base-running move there by Kaiser. For most people, that would have been a stand-up double, but she went for third, forced the defense to throw her out. It was an on-target throw. It just hit her in the back of the helmet before Copeland could get her glove out in front of it to make the catch and make the tag. So 3-2 Rebels, 1-1 pitch, by the way, fouled off. It's now 1-2. Still creeping in Copeland. A 1-2 pitch to Schultz. She pokes at it, and a little dribbler left side foul. Still 1-1, 2 strikes, 1 out for St. Louis Notre Dame. And the 1-2 offering has a little side-to-side action and some heat behind it as well, but Mintel misses well up as Piper Montgomery forced to stand up tall for it. 2-2, 1 out. Mintel, you got a feeling, needs this out. And she gets it. Strike on the outside corner, belt high. There you go. That is her third punch out of the ballgame. She had 2 in the first inning and 1 so far here in the second. Next batter is Sam Foppy. She scored the second run of the game after driving in the first one. And the tall right-hander takes one outside for a ball. Foppy ready. So is Mintel in the circle. The righty comes through. Pop up off the end of the bat, right side, and destined for foul territory. St. Louis Notre Dame coming into this matchup 11-8. Led all year by Amanda Mohan until very recently. 1-1 is popped up. Shallow center initially back. Poveronica on a dead sprint. She comes forward and makes the catch right behind what would be second base on a baseball diamond. So the inning is over. St. Louis Notre Dame adds a run on a little league home run. A triple with a throw that comes off the helmet of the base runner. It goes into foul territory, out of play. She's awarded home plate. And that was Allie Kaiser with all that stuff. So 3-2, St. Louis over Windsor, bottom of the second. When we come back in 1 minute on KJF.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
The number 7 hitter, Jaden Trice, for the Windsor Owls is coming up to the plate as Windsor trails 3-2 to the St. Louis Notre Dame Rebels in the bottom of the second inning of the Class 3 District 2 semifinals. Showing bunt, running up in the box and pulling back as it misses low and wide from the righty Gillum is Jaden Trice, and it's 1-0. All right, so 5 runs combined between these two. And we're here in the bottom of the second. Bunt back towards the circle. Gillum comes out of it right in front of it with her heels on the line, picks up the ball and throws it to first in time. And Trice is retired for out number one. It's going to bring up number 15, Grace Sullen, the right fielder for the Windsor Owls. First pitch to the right-handed swinging Sullen is no good. One ball, no strikes. Carly Gillum, by the way, the pitcher for St. Louis Notre Dame, has 67 strikeouts this season. There's a swing and a miss from Grace Sullen, and it's 1-1. That comes in 72 innings pitched for Gillum. So 72 innings pitched, 67 strikeouts. That's a pretty even inning to strikeout ratio. Frame effort there by the catcher on the 1-1 pitch. And the home plate umpire says, nope, ball two. Complete darkness out in the sky beyond the walls and beyond the fence. Foul off the screen on the right side, and it's 2-2 to Sullen. Herculaneum, by the way, got eliminated earlier today in their district tournament. St. Pius advanced to the district championship game in theirs. They beat Jefferson 3-2. Great year for the Blue Jays, but they just fell a little bit short. What a beautiful pitch there by Carly Gillum as the ball started at the hip of Grace Sullen and wound up on the inside corner for a rung-up strike three call. So two down for the Owls here in the bottom of the second. First punch out of the evening for Gillum. Now she's facing Alyssa Copeland. Pardon me. First pitch is a called strike at the knees. Alyssa Copeland wearing one of my favorite numbers, number 5. And I say that because Jeff Bagwell, longtime Houston Astro first baseman, wore that number, and he was one of my favorites growing up. Fastball off the mitt of the catcher there. Kicks to the screen. It's 1-1. Winner to play Hillsborough in the district championship game. Owls led by Wayne Montgomery, 1-1. Inside low, and Alyssa Copeland, the number 9 hitter, is going to try to do something here with two outs to get on base for the top of the order. We know what's awaiting the Rebels at the top of the order. It's Peyton Irwin, Emma Poveronico, and Piper Montgomery. But instead, we get a swing and a miss, and Copeland has a 2-2 count now. Alyssa Copeland, a 121 batting average, 3 runs driven in this year, 40 plate appearances. 3 of her 4 hits have been singles. Pitch on the way, fouls it off the end of the bat and into the screen behind home plate. Still 2-2. All turf infield, all turf outfield, all turf foul grounds. Everything all turf. Bullpens all turf. Hitting cages, all turf. 2-2 bounces, and that makes for ball three. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, no one on for the Owls. Down 3-2 in the bottom of the second. Give you a second to process that. Copeland hoping to start a 2-out rally. Here's Gillum into the wind, and she misses high. Beautiful at bat for Alyssa Copeland. An encouraging sign for maybe what's to come later on if Windsor continues, and that is tough at-bats out of the 9 hole and great turnover to the top of the order. At least that's what Coach Montgomery is hoping for by sticking Copeland in the 9 hole. All right, here's Peyton Irwin, number 1 in the order. Takes a fastball outside, taking off for a second, and stealing the base is Alyssa Copeland. Second stolen base of the season for Copeland as the catcher for the Rebels had to throw from her knees. Not a lot of power behind that throw from Mazadonsky. And so Copeland represents a tying run at second base now. Irwin takes a strike on the inside corner. The right-handed shortstop has a 1-1 count now. Peyton Irwin, a .400 batting average this season. 26 runs scored, good for second on the team, behind the number 2 hitter, Emma Poveronico, who's on deck. 1-1 from the righty, Gillum. Ball lifted off the right, off the end of the bat right side. And that'll clear the fence that is situated about 15 or so feet to the right of the grandstands. One ball, two strikes to Peyton Irwin, trying to continue this this inning. Pitch. She goes down for this one and fouls it off into the screen. And that's back-to-back hitters for the Owls that have fought off two strike pitches, forcing Carly Gillum to really work here. Now, it is cold, so as far as the sweating and getting overheated, that probably won't be the case for any of these girls tonight. 1-2 pitch, and before she was really ready, Gillum came to the plate. Irwin pops it off the end of the bat. Going backwards is Sam Foppy, and she'll reach up into the sky right in front of her second baseman for out number three. So Alyssa Copeland's two-out walk and stolen bases falls by the wayside. Score remains the same. 3-2 Notre Dame over Windsor, heading to the top of the third on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again. Clarissa, what are you doing on that new Hustler mower?
Easy, Mower Mouse. I'm taking it for a spin. Mowing the grass. Hello. It may be October, but mowing season isn't over. There's still plenty of grass to cut down, maintain, and...
And here, I thought you were out here flying around on your broom again. Turns out, you're just mowing and blowing out the competition.
That's right, Jason. Everybody deserves the fast-moving flight a Hustler mower provides and the low price we can offer here at Fliggs. That will blow out all the competition.
See us today at Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve on Highway 32 and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington, just off Highway 67. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Top of the third, St. Louis Notre Dame 3, Windsor 2. Batters Carly Gillum, first pitch chopper to third. In Copeland fields it on the hop, throws it across the diamond in time for out number one. Two runs in the first inning for the Rebels on two singles. Then an inside the park Little League home run for Allison Kaiser. Made it 3-2, but after it was 2-0 in the top of the first, Piper Montgomery hit a two-run home run to left center field to make it 2-2. So here we are, one-run softball. Foul off the screen, or just above it, I should say, for Grace Bomarito, wearing the number 4 for Notre Dame. Bomarito with a single. Got stranded at third base. Back in the first inning, takes one on the hands, or near the hands. It's one ball and one strike. Delana Mintel comes back with another, and it's up and in, a slight lean back there for Bomarito. It's 2-1. On deck is Mazadonsky, who drove in run number 2 of the game for Notre Dame. There's a sharp shot to the right of second base, or excuse me, to the left of the second baseman. Doing reached out with her right hand, but was unable to make the play. So on board with a one-out single is Bomarito. It's going to bring up Mazadonsky, M-A-S-I-D-O-N-S-K-I, Mazadonsky. I believe that's Polish. Don't quote me on that. First pitch, bunts it foul at the feet of the catcher Montgomery. And Mintel ahead in the count 0-1 early. Let someone know who you know might be interested in following this game that they can listen to the broadcast by going to MIMOinfo.com and clicking on the KJFF logo at the top of the page. You can also follow us on Twitter on all caps KJFF Sports. Foul ball sharply hit down the left side, foul. I think I just said that twice. Mazadonsky with an 0-2 count. Runner at first, one down for the Rebels, top of the third. Mintel misses wide with an off-speed pitch. 1-2. Next offering, lifted up softly, left side off the top of the Red Bull dugout along the third baseline. And Mazadonsky is going to see another two-strike pitch. As I mentioned, Mazadonsky, three hits yesterday, including a walk, or with a walk, I should say, and then a single here. So she's got four hits in this district tournament. Fastball misses low and wide from Mintel. It's 2-2. On first is Bomarito. 2-2 from Mintel. Swing and a miss. Ball up around the ear. And Mazadonsky can't lay off. That is punch out number four of the ballgame for Delana Mintel. And there are two outs for Allie Curry. Winner of this match to take on Hillsborough tomorrow at 4:30 at Windsor High School for the Class 3 District 2 championship game. First pitch from the righty Mintel misses above the zone to Curry. It's 1-0. Curry struck out looking her last time up. Fastball in the outside corner. Mintel paints it perfectly. One and Mintel working quickly here in the cold. She misses low and wide. 2-1 now the count. Notre Dame won the Class 3 District 3 championship back in 2018, not too long ago. Foul into the screen from Allie Curry. Count now 2-1, Mintel in a fight here. How brave of Peyton Irwin, the shortstop for the Owls, to roll up her jersey to above the shoulder. It fell back down. And the pitch misses low, 3-1. Irwin reacting to the no-strike call there. Into the line goes Mintel. Face mask and all. The ball is dribbled out towards third. And Copeland makes a bad throw. It gets away. Throw coming from foul territory right side. Relay to the pitcher. Mintel home to Piper Montgomery. And they tag out Bomarito. Trying to score all the way around from first base. Beautifully done. Sullen to Mintel to Montgomery. 9-1-2 for the out at the plate. Score remains the same. 3-2 Rebels over the Owls. Bottom of the third. Windsor coming up to bat next on KJF.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Three-two is the score. The Windsor Owls down as they bat here in the bottom of the third. Emma Poveronico, Piper Montgomery, and Gabby Dewing. 2, 3, and 4 in the Owls order to face Carly Gillum, the tall righty. First pitch is fouled off the left-hand bat of Poveronico off the screen. No balls, one strike to Poveronico, who singled and scored on the two-run blast by Montgomery. Would certainly love a repeat of that here in the bottom of the third. Of course, all that activity happening in the bottom of the first. 0-1 offering to Poveronico. Fastball knee-high, well placed on the outside corner. I'll tell you this, Carly Gillum has some nice movement on that heater. Has some slight cutting action to it. Gillum ready to fire home the 0-2. There it is. Chopped at. It'll go left side and foul. Backhanded there by head coach Wayne Montgomery. just like his brother, Jeff Montgomery. He's tall. Probably about 6'4", 6'5". 0-2 to Poveronico. Slaps at it. To Hopper towards third. Third baseman misplays it, and she'll come up throwing, and it's well behind the speedy Poveronico, and she is on base on the E5. Allie Curry unable to play it very cleanly. That's going to set up Piper Montgomery for an opportunity for her second home run of the night. The first one went probably about 280. Here comes the next pitch, or the first pitch, I should say. It's in on the hands, and she shoots it foul just past the outstretched glove of the first baseman, Foppy, in foul territory. There's a lot of room down that right field side. Not exactly a fleet of foot Kiki Lloyd out there in right field for Notre Dame. So it'd be a good spot to hit the ball. Would certainly tie it up with Poveronico's speed. Montgomery, though, she stands in the box like a power hitter. 0-1 in on the hands, and she fights it off right side foul. Earlier this year, Piper Montgomery had such an outstanding week that she was awarded the Regional Radio and Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week Award. She had a grand slam against DeSoto, wound up with 19 RBIs, 9 doubles, 1 triple, and 3 home runs all in 1 week span. She lets a changeup drop in low for a ball from Carly Gillum, and it's 1-2. She wound up going 17 for 23 that week, batting .739, helping lead the Owls to a third-place finish in the Jackson tournament. 1-2 inside, Montgomery skies one towards the stars, coming down in center, and the center fielder can't make the adjustment, and it lands just over her glove, and two are aboard as Montgomery gets a single there, and it's first and second, nobody out. She'll take it, that's for sure. Here comes Gabby Dewing. 0-for-1 Dewing, grounded out to first base. It was a 3-unassisted play. First pitch at the knees over the plate. That's good for a strike. So, yeah, Schultz out in center field just couldn't really deal with the ball hit so high. It was a towering pop-up, let's be honest. Not easy, for sure. And because of it, the Owls have two on and nobody out. There's a half swing and a check swing. Did she go around? Home plate umpire points to the other umpire at short, and he says, no swing. So Dewing facing a 1-1 count. Third baseman Curry creeping in at the corner. Same for Foppy at first. End of the wind, there goes Gillum. Ground ball towards short. Shortstop's going to throw to third for the force play as they get the go-ahead runner. Heads-up play there by Allie Kaiser. One away. Owls still with runners at first and second, but there's now one out. And that's going to bring up Sierra Parker. That'll go down as a 6'5 fielder's choice, or FC for short. Poveronico will go back to the dugout. At second base now is Montgomery. At first is Dewing. Parker the batter. Ball gets away, and both runners advance. So wild pitch for the righty Gillum. And now a single will give the Owls the lead. Down 3-2 in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 to Parker. Lifts it up right side, and that one will slice foul. As mentioned before, these two teams faced off earlier this year. It was a 2-0 victory for the Windsor Owls. They only mustered 4 hits off this same pitcher, Carly Gillum. But tonight, they've done a lot more than they did previously. Next pitch to Parker, and on the hands, a loop shot. Will it stay fair? Yes, it does. Lands on the chalk. Coming home to score the tying run is Montgomery, and right behind her, Gabby Dewing, and it's 4-3 Owls. 2-run double, Sierra Parker. The number 5 hitter getting the job done. Here comes Riley Siegel. That was about 20 feet beyond first base, just over the first baseman's head, just landing right on top of the chalk. And see what Riley Siegel can do with a runner at second base. Takes the first pitch low and in for ball one. Next pitch from Gillum off the fists. Shot towards second. Backhanded on the short hop by the second baseman. Throws to first in time for the out. What a very nice play by Sam Short. That could have easily gotten under the glove into right center, and Siegel could have easily been standing on second base. But instead, Siegel is retired. There's two away. Over to third goes Parker. And here comes Jaden Trice. First pitch. Gets a run at it up in the box and lifts it up over the left side foul. So Windsor has a 4-3 lead. The 2 seed in the Class 3 District 2 tournament has come back twice. They were down 2-0 and then down 3-2. And they lead here 4-3 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Ball up. It's 1-1. By the way, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Roller to third. Third baseman Curry comes up throwing, had too much air underneath it, and a run's going to score as safe at first is Trice. Parker scores. It's 5-3 Owls. Curry just had no juice behind the throw. It's more like a lob and pretty decent speed for Jaden Trice, the number 7 hitter. He's got 3 stolen bases this year, so you know she can swipe them if she needs to, so she utilized that speed, beat out the grounder to third, which was only about 20 feet up the line, and it's 5-3 Owls, and the line moves. Here's Grace Solon. We'll give that one a single. Give credit to Trice for running it out. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Gillum misfires high and wide, 1-0. The furthest St. Louis Notre Dame has reached in the playoffs was back in 2000. In Class 3, they finished third in state. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ball over the plate. Sullen couldn't catch up. It's 1-1. Notre Dame, led by interim head coach Brittany Crodinger, DeSoto graduate, member of the 2014 DeSoto State Championship team. 1-1 pitch. Called a ball. Throw down to second. Stolen base for Jaden Trice, her fourth of the year. We just talked about it. She beat out that grounder to third, and, well, she could sniff another stolen base to add to her total. She's up to 4. Puts herself in scoring position. It's a 2-1 count to Solon. And here comes Gillum. Swing and a miss on the Gillum heater. Three runs coming for the Owls here in the bottom of the third. Can they add to it? No, they cannot. Swing and a miss over the top of a dropping changeup. Solon is retired for the second time tonight. And the Owls will go into the top of the fourth. It'll be the first time this ballgame they have gone into an inning with a lead. It's 5-3. They're up 2. Top of the fourth when we come back in 1 minute on KJF.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but the rake is out on the field on an all-turf field. Head scratcher, right? Dirt, rake, makes sense. Turf, rake, not so much. But you know what? This turf has a little bounce to it. And how do you get some bounce? Rubber pellets. And what happens when your cleats dig into the turf and you kick up? Well, rubber pellets come popping up from the ground. And sometimes they get in the way, so they got to get raked aside. And so before we start the top of the fourth, that was just done. As the Windsor Owls have a 5-3 lead. Pitching still is Delana Mintel. She'll face the 8-9-1 hitters for the Rebels. That's Kiki Lloyd, Sam Short, and Allie Kaiser. First pitch to the Kiki Lloyd, grounder in between the circle and third. Charging, Copeland has it, throws it, and it's in time. So a 5-3 ground out on the first pitch to Kiki Lloyd. She's 0-2 on the night. Sam Short's now the batter. Stands up in the box, open stance. Takes a fastball down the middle for a strike. Windsor Owls seeking a spot in the Class 3 District 2 championship game. 0-1 pitch, low and wide. Slight drop there by Montgomery, the catcher. Fires it back to Mintel. It's 1-1. Rebels never played from behind yesterday in their 11-5 win over DeSoto. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner, knee high for a called strike. Practice cut outside the box up the third baseline for Sam Short. She's 0-1 with a pop up to the shortstop. Mintel leans in, now stands upright, fires in a fastball wide. It's 2-2. Poveronico playing a pretty shallow outfield out there in center. She's got great speed to get to anything over her head, that's for sure. 2-2 off the end of the bat, fouled straight back into the screen. And Short lives to fight another pitch. Delana Mintel, senior pitcher for the Windsor Owls. She does not hit for herself. She has been designated for today. 2-2 offering from the righty, and wow, the pitch just dropped. It was at the knees, and then it was at the back foot of Sam Short, and she swung over the top of it. And that's the fifth punch out of the game for Delana Mintel. Two away, nobody on, top of the fourth, Rebels down 5-3. But we do go back to the top of the order for Allison Kaiser. Righty on righty. Kaiser has bested Mintel the first two times at the plate. She gets straight-legged there on a pitch inside, but it caught the corner, the front corner of the plate, and it's 0-1. Single and a triple for Kaiser. This time she'll have to sort of lean out of the way of that inside pitch. That was one of those things where her legs go wider and her top half comes over the top in order to avoid the inside pitch. 1-1. Hopper back to Mintel. It's off her mitt towards Short. Irwin comes up firing after the bare hand, but it's not in time. And Kaiser is on base for the third time this evening. Two singles and a triple. And Mintel just can't figure her out, although I will say this. She did get a ground ball from Kaiser. It was hit about eye level right back at Mintel. She wasn't ready for it. It kicked off her glove, and next thing you know, Kaiser's on first. We'll give that one a single. Showing bunt, Schultz takes a changeup low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Beautiful evening here at Windsor High School in Imperial, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you. Dale Bruning back in the KJF studio. Happy to have this Class 3 District 2 softball action for you tonight. There's a slap bunt to third. Copeland right next to the circle fields it, fires it to first in time, and the inning draws to a close. A relatively quiet top of the fourth for Delana Mintel and the Windsor defense. We head to the bottom half. It's 5-3 Owls in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament on KJF.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Greenwood back with you. The action resumes here at Windsor High School semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. There's a bunt try by Alyssa Copeland for the Owls here in the bottom of the fourth, trying to get on with a bunt base hit, but she fouls it into the screen, and it's 0-1. 5-3 Owls, bottom of the fourth. Carly Gillum comes home with the pitch, popped up right side of the infield. Staring into the dark sky is Sam Foppy. She'll reach up towards it and make the catch. It was about 35 feet or so up the first baseline. The pop-up from Copeland. One up, one down for the Owls. Back to the top of the order for Peyton Irwin. Shortstop over two for Windsor. Swings the bat from the right side. Pitch to her. She inside outs one down the right field line. Well, foul. She has long, dark brown hair braided. The end of the braid splitting the numbers on the back of the jersey. She's got deuces back there. 0-1. And on the hands once again. Fouls it off. Same spot. 0-2. Peyton Irwin, .400 batting average this season. Second on the team in runs scored with 26. This is her 87th plate appearance. She has five doubles, three triples, but no home runs. 0-2. Line shot, foul territory, diving effort by Gillum. Try to catch the foul line, the foul ball line drive, but it bounced right in front of her. So Irwin gets to see another pitch. Let someone know they can follow the action on our Twitter handle, KJFF Sports. They can go online at MIMOinfo.com and click on the KJFF logo at the top of the webpage to listen to the broadcast. Here's a sharply hit ground ball towards second, and a nice field there by short at second base, able to throw to first to retire Irwin. That was one of those, I'm going to stick my glove down, hope for the best, and the best is what happened for Sam Short. That's going to bring up Emma Poveronico. She has singled, scored a run, and reached on an error. First pitch, side-to-side movement, starts off the plate, winds up over the plate, but low. It's 1-0. Poveronico scoring back in the first inning on the two-run home run by the catcher, Piper Montgomery. 1-0 pitch. That one just misses off the plate, 2-0. If you're Carly Gillum, you can't lose sight of who's on deck. And I think Coach Brittany Crodinger is going to come out and remind her, hey, you got to go after Poveronico because Piper Montgomery, you know, can beat us with a big swing. So let's not get to her. There's two away and no one on base. Let's not change that. So I'm sure that's the conversation. Also, trying to calm her down a little bit. By the way, I teased earlier, back about the first inning or so, I'd dive into some information about Brittany Crodinger. DeSoto graduate, member of the 2014 state championship softball team, led by Matt Gimmer. Just graduated in the spring of 2019 from Northern Iowa, played with her sister Courtney, who's here to help her out tonight. was second team all Missouri Valley Conference in her senior year for the Northern Iowa Panthers. She's back to the dugout. The first pitch from Gillum to Poveronico since the meeting is a strike. It's 2-1. Pitch to Poveronico. Line shot over the dugout third base side. It's 2-2. Coach Brittany Krodinger was named to the Missouri Valley Conference All-Tournament team as a sophomore. She actually began her collegiate career with a hit in six straight games. That's pretty neat for Brittany Krodinger, acting head coach for St. Louis Notre Dame. 2-2, and that one is fought off by Poveronico off the screen left side. And the count remains the same. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Owls up by two in the bottom of the fourth. Barbara Montgomery lurking on deck. 2-2 from the righty Gillum. Poveronico pokes at it. Slow roller up the third baseline and foul as well. Three consecutive foul balls from Emma Poveronico, who is proving to be extremely tough in the two-hole. As Carly Gillum trying to figure her out what's going to beat her. Nothing has worked in the last three pitches. Here's another one. Another foul ball, same spot. Hit just a little bit harder. 2-2. Brittany Krodinger, by the way, has four siblings, including her sister Courtney, who looks exactly like her, but they're not twins. Explain that to me. Andrew, Nick, and Cameron are her other siblings. Here's Poveronico fighting off another 2-2 pitch. That's five consecutive foul balls for Poveronico. Usually in these long battles, it's the batter that wins. Owls hoping to get Montgomery up to the plate with Poveronico on base. Infield, outfield playing normal except for center field a little bit shallow. Here's the next pitch to Poveronico. It bounces. She takes it. It's 3-2. This will be the 11th pitch of the at-bat between Gillum and Poveronico. Who's going to win this battle? Gillum, 3-2 delivery. Up, punched foul on the ground, left side. Pitch number 12 coming up. Everything's been outside and low, except for one pitch, which was up, and that was two foul balls ago. Good plate coverage by Poveronico, who slightly crowds it. Stands towards the back of the box, so she lets it travel, and then she lets that one travel into the middle of the bat as she shoots it left side foul off the bumper of a white minivan. Here comes the 13th pitch of the at-bat. Are you worn down yet? You got to imagine Gillum and Poveronico are. 3-2. And Poveronico bounces one off home plate. It's fielded in fair territory. And the third baseman, Curry, should have let it go. It had some side spin. She elects to field it, and Poveronico beats it out. So now removing the catcher's gear is Piper Montgomery. She'll step up to the plate. 5-3 Owls. Montgomery already a home run tonight. Second hit of the evening for Poveronico. 13-pitch at-bat, she wins. First pitch to Montgomery. Fastball up and outside, 1-0. Montgomery, 5 home runs this year, 40 runs driven in. She had 19 runs driven in 1 week. That's nearly half of her runs driven in this season in 1 week's worth of softball. 1-0 at her back foot inside, and the right-handed hitting catcher has a 2-0 count. 5-3 Owls trying to meet Hillsboro in the Class 3 District 2 championship game tomorrow at 4:30 back here at Windsor High School. Here comes Gillum, 2-0 Montgomery. Fastball down the middle, that's a strike. By the way, got a chance to speak to Piper Montgomery a few weeks ago when she won the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week award. She's a big Blues fan, St. Louis Blues fan. And she loves Jordan Bennington, the goalie. Fastball up and wide, taken off her second sliding feet. First with a stolen base is Poveronico. Her seventh of the season. gutsy call there by Coach Montgomery with his power hitter at the plate to send the runner. But it pays off. And now all Montgomery has to do is put one into the outfield, and Windsor will extend. Big cut, though, from Piper Montgomery. Came up empty. But, boy, if she would have gotten a hold of that one, I'd have walked out this press box and joined the celebration. 3-2 coming to Montgomery. First base open. Poveronico at second. The pitch. Foul ball right side. Out of play. Coming up on 8 o'clock here. And we're looking at a temperature right now at 50 degrees with a clear sky above us. 5-3 Owls lead bottom of the fourth. That's going to be ball four. And the ball gets at the feet of the catcher. And going towards third, Poveronico slides feet first, and somehow she's safe. The throw was well in time, and the third baseman Curry must have just missed the tag as Mazadonsky threw a perfect strike to the base. Coach Krodinger out to talk to the umpire who made the save call. And no argument, but man, Poveronico got lucky there. So Montgomery works the walk. I mean, the catcher dropped the ball, so you could see why Poveronico would take the opportunity to get even closer to home plate. So she's at third now. Walk to Montgomery, puts her at first. We'll call that a pass ball, even though it never got past Mazadonsky. But because of the advancement, we have to put it down in the books. So now Mazadonsky's going to bring in shortstop Kaiser as she makes her way to the circle. Gets three words in to her pitcher, Gillum. And now she's back behind home plate. So we have a courtesy runner for the Windsor Owls. It sounded like Courtney Grief is the name. Here's a shot. Pass the second baseman off the bat of Doing. Second baseman, it's plays it. It goes in the right field, and the Owls have their sixth run of the ball game. Poveronico scoring from third. E4 on a sharply hit ball to Sam Short at second base. She did not get her glove down in time. And because of that, the Owls have doubled up their advantage. Now here is Sierra Parker. First and second for the Owls. Swing and a miss. Ball was in front of home plate by the time it hit the turf on the swing and miss there from Parker. Parker doubled in two in the third inning for the Owls. Gave them the 4-3 lead. Lifts one up right side and out of play there. 0-2 to Parker. What about the base running there for Poveronico with two outs? Piper Montgomery, power hitter at the plate. Poveronico steals second. Takes advantage of a pass ball and a walk to Montgomery. Gets to third. And able to score on the E4 on the sharply hit ground ball by Gabby Doing. I may revisit that one and give it a single just because it was hit so well. But the 0-2 pitch to Parker's fouled off. Now she's back in ready to face Carly Gillum again. Gillum, a glance at the forearm, gets the signal, comes to the plate, and Sierra Parker gives this one a ride to deep left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. Sierra Parker and the Windsor Owls are up 9-3. Three-run jack. Parker with two outs. The Owls extend their lead. Second home run of the season for Parker. And they're out of the dugout and celebrating. Nine-3 Windsor, a two-out rally, all thanks to the 13-pitch at-bat that Poveronico went through and got a single out of. If it wasn't for that, none of this is happening. The Owls pumped up. They have the 9-3 lead. Gillum got a talking to, and it appears she's going to stay in this game. Bottom of the fourth inning here, six-run lead for the Owls. Here comes Riley Siegel, 0-2. Umpire, home plate. umpire calling, holding up play. Now he says, let's go. And Riley Siegel cuts through a fastball down the middle. It's 0-1. So Sierra Parker just one up Piper Montgomery, by the way. 0-1 pitch in on the hands, lifted right side and towards the Windsor dugout. It'll be away from the Windsor dugout. Snowballs and two strikes. So Montgomery had a two-run home run in the first, and Parker just hit a three-run home run here in the bottom of the fourth. On a very cold night, no less. That means these girls are strong. 0-2. Just off the plate. Little breaking action there from the righty Gillum. It's pretty amazing how you can go from a 2-0 score and 1 month later, on a night where it's probably about 30 degrees colder, have 12 runs scored. Pop up, center field. Center fielder Schultz stops, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Sierra Parker, three-run home run after an RBI for Gabby Dewing. And it was all because Emma Poveronico battled for 13 pitches, got a single, and extended the inning with two outs, and the Owls benefit immensely. 9-3 after 4, Windsor leads St. Louis Notre Dame here on KJF.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express. Car wash.
9-3 Windsor Owls lead here on the top of the fifth. Matt Greenwood with you at Windsor High School. Dale Bruning back in the warm KJF studios in Festus. No balls, one strike to Sam Foppy as Mantell has a six-run lead. Grounder to third on the first hop. Copeland plays it chest high, fires across the diamond in time to retire Sam Foppy for out number one as we begin the top of the fifth. So we are on mercy rule watch right now. Six-run advantage for the Owls. If they can put up four runs in the bottom of the fifth after holding St. Louis Notre Dame to none here in the top of the fifth, the ballgame would be over. Carly Gillum takes one. Outside for ball one. The right-handed pitcher struggling there with two outs last inning as Windsor jumped on her for four runs with two outs. 1-0. Outside corner, placed perfectly on the outside by Delana Mantell. Winner of this match will take on Hillsboro in the Class 3 District 2 Championship game tomorrow at 4:30. Ball in on the hands, chopped, foul. And Brittany Krodinger, interim head coach for St. Louis Notre Dame, able to chase it down after it bounced off the fence protecting the players in the Rebel dugout along the third base side. She gets it back to Mantell. Mantell fiddling with the ball in her right hand. 1-2, finds the grip. Pitch comes home, and she misses off the plate. It's 2-2. The Windsor Owls were last in a district championship game a couple of years ago against the Festus Tigers. Line shot past the third baseman Copeland and into left field. That's a one-out single for Carly Gillum. So So we've got ourselves a courtesy runner for St. Louis Notre Dame. So Monica McManaman is going to be the courtesy runner for the pitcher Gillum. Batter is Grace Bomarito. Change up, knee high, outside, called a strike to the right-handed hitting left fielder. Third baseman Copeland, a few steps in front of the bag, 2 feet off the line. 0-1 wind and pitch for Mentel, and the bottom drop down on that one gets a swing and a miss from Bomarito. It's 0-2. Slight breeze, kicks around every now and then. 50 degrees here in Imperial. That's your Doe Run weather update. Doe Run Company, we provide the minerals and metals we need to power our future. 0-2 misses low, one ball, two strikes. Mentel would more than welcome a ground ball here. 1-2 offering, and she skies one over Montgomery to the backstop and advancing to second base is McManaman. So some good speed out at second base as St. Louis Notre Dame tries to cut into this 9-3 deficit. Pitch coming from the righty Mentel on the follow through. She's able to get the strikeout. Bomarito couldn't catch up to the heat. Strikeout number 6 for Delana Mentel. Two away. Here's Caitlin Mazadonsky. 1-for-2, Mazadonsky drove in run number 2 of the night for St. Louis Notre Dame. First pitch, no good, 1-0. Crowding the plate is Mazadonsky. Pitch comes in wide from Mentel. One ball, no strikes. 9-3 lead for the Windsor Owls. In case you're joining us, Piper Montgomery, 2-run home run in the first, 3-run home run, Sierra Parker in the fourth. There's a big fly out towards left, off the top of the wall. Around third, coming home to score is McManaman, and in with an RBI stand-up double is Caitlin Mazadonsky. She has driven in 2 of 4 tonight, and it's 9-4 now, Windsor, top of the fifth. That was a foot, if that, away from being a home run for Mazadonsky. Instead, she'll have to settle for the double. Here's Allie Curry. First pitch from Mentel. Misses high and slightly wide. It's 1-0. By the way, I mentioned Windsor last time they reached a district championship was about a couple of years ago. It was 2016 as Mentel misses wide, now 2-0. It was 2016 Windsor played Festus in the Class 3 District 3 championship game, and Festus beat them 7-6. So it's been a few years since Windsor has reached a district championship game. Loop shot, right side, lands over the racing second baseman, and around third to score run number 5 of the night for the Rebels is Mazadonsky. And don't turn away now, but the Rebels are back within 4. 9-5 the new score here on the top of the fifth. Just a sing-eye pop-up single for Allie Curry. Yes, Allie Curry. And now a meeting of the minds that only lasts about 5 seconds for all the infielders and the pitcher and the catcher. Everyone back where they need to be. Kiki Lloyd 0-for-2. Waits back on the first pitch inside and fouls it off the screen right. No balls and one strike. We had an 11-1 win for Hillsborough over Festus earlier this afternoon in a game that was nothing-nothing after 4. Fastball on the outside corner, Kiki Lloyd, as she always seemingly is. is in an 0-2 hole after that was called a strike on the outside edge. Kiki Lloyd, the number 8 hitter for the Rebels. No balls, two strikes on her, two outs, runner at first. Fastball just off the plate. That would have been an unforgivable strike call from the home plate umpire. 1-2 to Kiki Lloyd. Taps her helmet. Digs in. Pitch up at her eyes, and she fouls it off right side and out of play. Kiki Lloyd this season, a .250 batting average. Came into this district tournament with that average. Has an RBI single, and that's it out of all of her seven at-bats so far. 1-2 pitch. Chopper, right side, and well foul. First baseman Parker will pick it up in foul territory. Still 1-2 to Kiki Lloyd. Windsor hoping to keep it at 9-5 here on the top of the fifth. Here it comes from Mintel, and she misses high and wide. 2-2 to Kiki Lloyd. Number 19 is Kiki Lloyd. Mintel offers one up in the zone, up out of the zone, I should say, and it's sent on a line foul about 20 feet beyond first base. Still 2-2. Sam Short on deck for St. Louis Notre Dame, who has pushed across two runs. RBI double by Caitlin Mazadonsky. RBI single, Allie Curry. And there we go. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Kiki Lloyd goes down. The Rebels are retired. They do put up two, but through four and a half, it is Windsor 9 and St. Louis Notre Dame 5 in the battle of the two versus the three. The Owls the two, the Rebels the three. We're back for the bottom of the fifth when we come back in 1 minute on KJF.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Josh, we've been talking to you at the Farmington location and now the Poplar Bluff location for a while, but I understand your family of stores is growing.
We're going to expand up into Jefferson County, right on the line of Festus. So we're excited. So we're going to have all of 67 covered. Three great locations to service you, and that should be happening in the next couple months. So
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Second semifinal of today on KJFF. First one went to the Hillsboro Hawks, 11-1 over the Festus Tigers. A mercy rule game after six. In game two of our semifinals, it's Windsor, the 2-seed 9, and St. Louis Notre Dame, the 3-seed 5. Rebels just put up two runs in the top of the fifth, and now the Owls with the bottom of the order will try to respond. 1-0 offering. Two tries with a head of steam out of the box, able to beat the throw. Shortstop Kaiser had it, set her feet quickly, made a nice throw, but it was slightly behind time-wise. And now we've got Coach Wayne Montgomery, who I believe is going to send in a, well, he wouldn't send in a courtesy runner, maybe a pinch hitter. Grace Solon has struck out twice. So, yeah, that's what it is. Jillian Davis, Jillian with a G, is going to be the pinch hitter for Grace Solon, who's 0-2. By the way, that's Trice's second single of the night. First one drove in a run. She stole a base then in that three-run third inning. And we'll see what Coach Montgomery has her do here. So, again, the new batter is Jillian Davis. First pitch from the righty Carly Gillum. who started this game and has had a rough go of it. She misses wide, 1-0. Jillian Davis, tall righty, turns away from a fastball in and around the shoulders. It's 2-0. Excellent crowd on hand for both games, as a matter of fact. 2-0 offering, lifted right side and over the screen. Two balls and one strike. And I see a Russell Wilson Seattle Seahawks jersey being worn by a gentleman. I see a blue and yellow hoodie by a woman in the second row who looks like she either has the rosters in her hand or is keeping score. 2-1, by the way, to Jillian Davis, fouled straight back. 2-2 now. Runner at first for the Owls. It's Jaden Trice. She can steal bases. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, right side, and that one towards the Windsor dugout. Did it make it in it? I don't think so. I think it hit just on top of it. Still 2-2. Carly Gillum spinning the ball on her fingertips, comes home. Hard shot, pass the shortstop into left. Base hit using the turf to her advantage. It plays a little faster, and Jillian Davis off the bench, all cold and shivery, warms herself up with a single to left, and it's two aboard for the Owls with nobody out, and here comes a pinch hitter for Alyssa Copeland, it looks like. So Lacey Pruitt, number 12. She's going to face Carly Gillum, who has requested a new softball. And now with the delay, interim head coach Brittany Crodinger is going to come out. Gray hoodie and all, out to have a word with the infield and her pitcher, Gillum. 9-5 score, Windsor has the lead, bottom of the fifth. While we have a moment, let's thank UPS Store and Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Serenity Hospice Care, Farmington, Presbyterian Manor, Farmington, Patsy's Furniture, Park Hills, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. And also want to thank your local McDonald's and Jefferson College of Hillsboro, all for sponsoring the broadcast here for Class 3 District 2 softball. I'm Matt Greenwood, and Dale Bruning is our producer back in the KJ studio. Meeting of the minds is over with now. Coach Crodinger continues to keep Carly Gillum in the circle. Here is Lacey Pruitt with two on in front of her at first and second. And the first pitch, pop up down the right field side, and that'll slice foul. Kiki Lloyd gave it a look, gave it a chase as a matter of fact, but was never going to really catch up as that one was going away from her. So right now, Windsor with nobody out and two on, and the top of the order lurking. They have a really, really good shot of putting up another crooked number here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the next pitch. Check swing, no swing for Pruitt as she lays off the breaking ball low and outside. Lacey Pruitt, 154 batting average, hitting from the right. Four RBIs this season to go along with that 154. 1-1, inside fastball, actually slightly over the plate. There's a swing and a miss. It started in, had enough side-to-side action to where it wound up over the plate. Peyton Irwin is on deck for the Owls. 1-2 to Pruitt. In on the hands. Fights or hits a line drive off the left foot of the third baseman, Curry. It kicks towards the shortstop. The shortstop, Kaiser's going to race to the bag. Steps on it for the force play. And on an extremely cold night, this one may never stop stinging for Curry. She is limping. Looks like it hit her on her left foot. Not even I could handle that. My feet are cold, and I'm in a press box where it's warm. If someone took a golf club and swung at my foot, I'd be in probably not nearly as much pain as Allie Curry is at third, but it would still hurt. But Lacey Pruitt grounding into a force play. That'll be scored at 5-6, even though the play was made by the third baseman. And there you go. A little smile from the shortstop Kaiser as she and interim head coach Brittany Krodinger share a high five. It's called backing up your teammate. We'll see if Curry stays in the game. Like I said, it's going to sting for a while and may never fully stop until she's back in the warm bus or something. She's going to stay in, much to the appeasement of the crowd here. So Pruitt's at first base. At second is Jillian Davis. Batters Irwin. Line shot opposite field. The right-handed shortstop gets a single. And now we have a hang-up between second and third. Throw to third and then to second. And the tag is applied. And Jillian Davis is out. Jillian Davis thought. Thought that Pruitt was going to go ahead and trying to score, although I think I got it wrong. So Alyssa Copeland actually was the one that got out at second. So Copeland was pinch hit for, then she came in to courtesy run for Pruitt. And they got hung up between second and third. And the right fielder Kiki Lloyd threw to first. First baseman went to third. Third baseman threw to second. And they were able to pick her off there. So that is scored as a 9-3-5-4. Fielder's choice. Actually, no, that is a single for Peyton Irwin. Here's Emma Poveronico. We'll worry about the scoring later. It's 1-1 to Poveronico. Last time Poveronico was at the plate, she saw 13 pitches from Carly Gillum. She got a single. Behind her was a Montgomery walk, then an RBI from Gabby Dewing, and then a three-run home run from Sierra Parker. Poveronico fouls one off down the left field line and curling foul. Poveronico, the lefty, holding the bat slightly above her left ear. 1-2, and it's off the plate and low. Two balls, two strikes to Poveronico. It gets more fun to say the name the more you say it. I'm just saying. It's a tough one to say, but once you get it down, it's pretty easy. 2-2 to Poveronico, and it's up and in. Slight lean back, taken off for second is Peyton Irwin. No throw. And she'll get a stolen base there. It is a competitive ball game. 9-5 Windsor leads bottom of the fifth. Runner at third and second. And Poveronico works a walk. So here comes Piper Montgomery. Licking those chapped lips at a bases loaded opportunity with two outs. And a chance to hit a granny here. Runners occupying every base. 9-5 lead. Montgomery, already a two-run home run tonight, takes the ball high and wide. 1-0. Gillum. Hoping to keep this a four-run affair. Pitch to Montgomery. It's up around the highs and a little hop in the box from Montgomery. She knew she let one go. It was a called strike. 1-1. Runner at third is Grace Sullen. At second, Peyton Irwin. At first, Emma Poveronico. And a fastball pops off the top of the mitt, trickles up the first baseline, but no advancement from the runners. And then the catcher, Mazadonsky, tries to return a throw to her pitcher, Gillum, and she misses her. Shortstop, though, Kaiser backing up the play, and so no one moves. Here comes the 2-1 offering. It's low, 3-1, and Gillum is one ball away from walking in run number 10 of the night for the Owls. Barbara Montgomery, though, probably doesn't want to walk. If this one is anywhere close, you bet she's going to swing. Gillum takes a deep breath. Into the line she goes. And the 3-1 is upstairs, outside. That's ball four. And that's a way to drive in a run, Piper Montgomery. A bases loaded walk. And it's 10-5 Owls here in the bottom of the fifth. So scoring from third, Grace Sullen, who was pinch hit for by Jillian Davis, then came in to run for her. So she scores on the bases loaded walk. Over to third goes Peyton Irwin. To second, Poveronico. To first, Montgomery. Here's Gabby Dewing. Takes a strike call about letter high. It's 0-1 to Dewing. Takes a practice cut outside the batter's box along the third baseline. Dewing with a single and three appearances, two runs scored. Ball bounces from the right hand of Gillum. It's 1-1. The Owls looking to get back to a district championship game for the first time since 2016. 1-1 from Gillum to Dewing. Half swing, and yes, she went around. Home plate umpire did not bother appealing. He just called it himself. It's one ball, two strikes to Gabby Dewing. Owl on every base. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to the left. Kaiser, the shortstop, plays it on the first top. About Beltai and delivers a strike to first. And the inning is over. But the Windsor Owls, with 2 outs and the bases loaded, strike for another. A bases loaded walk to Piper Montgomery. It's a 10-5 lead for the Windsor Owls after 5 innings in the second semifinal of this Class 3 District 2 tournament on KJF.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF at Windsor High School in Imperial, a dark, chilly night. Well, we've got some electric softball. 10-5 lead for the Windsor Owls over St. Louis Notre Dame. Sam Short, Allie Kaiser, Rachel Schultz to face Delana Mintel. Mintel starting this game for the Owls. The righty delivers, and it's out wide, 1-0. Short takes a practice cut. She wears number 10. That's from the right side, 0-2 on the night. Got a little height to her, 1-0. Chopper left side and a kick attempt in foul territory by the interim head coach, Brittany Crodinger. One ball and one strike to Sam Short. Notre Dame Rebels down to their final 6 outs as we begin the top of the sixth here. It's 10-5. Windsor needs to step up their game defensively as a lot of balls have been put in play tonight. Next fastball, knee high outside. And Mintel finds that spot over the plate is a good spot for her fastball. It's 1-2. Fiddling with it on the fingertips. She grips the ball harder and comes home and misses low. Ball two. St. Louis Notre Dame does have a state championship in one of their sports. 2-2. Outside corner paint job. And the home plate umpire likes what he sees and rings it up for strikeout number 8 of the ball game. It's 10-5 still with one away in the top of the sixth. And here comes Allie Kaiser as Sam Short is down on strikes. Short did not like the strike call. I guess thought it was a little bit outside. So she turned to her interim head coach, Krodinger, and just kind of stood there outside the batter's box and then eventually walked off. Here's Allison Kaiser. She's been on base all three times tonight. 1-0 pitch upstairs above the letters, 2-0. Windsor Owls wearing their white tops, slightly grayish white pants with Owls in UPS brown. Over the front of the jersey, there's a strike call inside. Bell tied, 2-1 now. They have a yellow trim. They also have the UPS brown colors for the numbers on the front of their jerseys. Here's a fly ball to right. Sullen drops it. And into second, sliding feet first is Allison Kaiser. She's on base for the fourth time. And that'll go down as an E9 as Sullen had it right in her grasp. And it came a little bit too far in along her chin. And she reached the glove out in front of her face to try to make the catch, and she couldn't do it as it hit off the heel of her glove. So an E9 with one out puts Allison Kaiser at second base. And here is Rachel Schultz. By the way, I want to thank the UPS store in Festus for sponsoring this softball broadcast, since I did bring up their color. Little change up in the zone from the righty Mintel. It's 0-1 to Schultz. Schultz with a sack bunt in the first, a strikeout looking in the second, and a ground out to third in the fourth. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1. Got the third baseman, Copeland, and the second baseman, Doing just outside the circle within 6 feet of her pitcher, Mintel. Near the third baseline is Copeland. The pitch is up around the eyes, and I don't know how Schultz got out of that one, but it's a good thing she's got the face guard on because that would have hit her square in the jaw if she didn't. But she is able to avoid being hit in the face. It's 2-1. Same positioning for Doing and Copeland, second and third. 2-1 pitch, slapping at it. Fielded by Copeland. Throws to first in time to get out Schultz. And the idea she had was executed well as far as the bunt goes, but beating it out, not so much, as Copeland was on top of the ball there as soon as it came off the bat. So two outs on the 5-3 put out. And Kaiser is at third. The batter is Sam Foppy. Pitched the Rebels 2 tonight. Yesterday in an 11-5 win for the Rebels over the DeSoto Dragons. First pitch to Foppy is outside. The tall righty digs back in. Mintel with a fastball high and wide. Sliding to her right, Piper Montgomery. Big night for Piper Montgomery. Big night for Sierra Parker. Still potential for more great things as it's 10-5 Owls, but Mintel misses again. It's 3-0. Carly Gillum is on deck. Be sure to stick around, by the way, for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll do our best to talk to Wayne Montgomery. Fastball. Get me over strike there for Mintel. Delana Mintel, senior righty. Pitching a pretty good game for Coach Montgomery and the Owls. Behind in the count, though, 3-1, runner at third for the Rebels. Down by five with two outs, and that's ball four. Foppy tosses her aluminum bat aside and makes her way to first. That's going to bring up Carly Gillum. Gillum, no home runs this year for the Rebels, although she does have some pretty good size to her. She likes to crowd home plate. Most power hitters like to stand a little bit back so they can get more space in their swing. There's a fastball that rises and misses wide to the right-handed hitting Gillum. It's 1-0. Coach Montgomery does have available Reagan Poe if he wants to go that route and relieving Mintel. Here's a pitch in on the hands. Shot towards third and foul. Kick save there by Brittany Krodinger, interim head coach. And yes, that Krodinger, the one related to Cameron and Nick and Courtney, had a hiccup there, the one that was a member of the 2014 DeSoto State Championship softball team, and yes, the one that played 4 years at Northern Iowa. Rip shot into left on an elevated fastball. Gillum drives in a run. The return throw into the infield gets away, and both runners advance. And the Rebels cut into the deficit once again. They're now down 10-6. Gillum pulling through. And now time is called. It's going to be McManaman to run for Gillum. And also, the Owls are going to meet in the circle and have a little chit-chat. The players only. Players only meeting. Coaches not allowed. And they end it with a huddle break. Here comes Grace Bomarito. So that one out error on the drop fly ball in right field has proved costly for the Owls defense. Bomarito, first pitch swinging off the end of the bat. A little side spinning action. First baseman Parker having to deal with quite a bit there as it knuckled and spun and rolled up on her wrist, but she's able to hang on. Her foot was already on the rubber on the first base bag. And so that's how the inning ends, but it could have been a little messier. But Delana Mintel gets out of it. She only gives up one run. Windsor up 10-6. We head to the bottom of the sixth in the Class 3 District 2 semifinals on KJF.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep. And here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woo-hoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's, too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Bottom of the sixth, Windsor 10, Windsor 10, St. Louis Notre Dame 6. Sorry, they share the same colors. However, Hillsboro is in the Class 3 District 2 championship game tomorrow at 4:30 back here at Windsor High School. Sierra Parker's batting. She lifts one up down the left field line, giving chase and foul territory the left fielder. Cannot catch up to it. That's a very, very long foul ball. It's 0-1. Jaden Trice gave it her best. Oh, I beg your pardon, Bomarito. No balls, one strike to Parker, who has a 3-run home run tonight. 0-1 misses. another glance just above the wrist at the band there with the digits on it so that Carly Gillum knows what pitch to throw based on the signs. And after she looked at it, she quickly got the ball and, well, she threw a ball. It was well wide. 2-1 now to Sierra Parker. The pitch from the righty Gillum. In on the hands. A line shot towards second and a snag just above the left hip for the second baseman. Short in excellent fielding position. Has it for out number one. And Sierra Parker, for the first time tonight, is retired. That would have been her fourth hit of the evening if that had gone on through. Now the batter is Riley Siegel. Fouls one off the top of the catcher's mitt. No balls, one strike. It is the bottom of the sixth. 10-6 Windsor leading St. Louis Notre Dame. And if Windsor is able to win this one, they'll be on to the Class 3 District 2 Championship to take on the Hillsboro Hawks. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, left side, foul. Come on, Coach Wayne Montgomery. You can't let the ball play you. You got to play the ball. Number one rule of baseball and softball. Hey, you know what? He came up with the play, even though he backpedaled a few steps. No balls, two strikes, and a lazy wave, a flat-footed swing, if you will, by Riley Siegel. She is down on strikes, and Siegel will go back to the dugout. 0-4 tonight. Here comes the number 7 hitter, Jaden Trice. T-R-E-I-S, Trice. And she is twice as nice as anyone you'll ever meet. No? Okay. First pitch foul off the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. In at third base, Curry, just a foot off the line, 25 feet away from home plate. Fastball low and outside to the left-handed swing in Trice. She's got an RBI single, Trice, with a stolen base and a single as well. So 2-for-3 on the night. And the lefty waits for the 1-1 from the righty. Gillum chops at it, and it lands at the feet of the catcher, Mazadonsky, and kicks away to the backstop. And it's 1-2. The Notre Dame Rebels will be down to their final three outs in the top of the seventh, and they'll have Caitlin Mazadonsky, Allie Curry, and Kiki Lloyd due up. 1-2. Curveball called, strike three on the back foot of Jaden Trice. Carly Gillum gets the strikeout call. Just her fourth strikeout of the night, but it ends the sixth. 10-6 Windsor over St. Louis Notre Dame. Top of the seventh. The final opportunity for the Rebels to continue their season whilst the Windsor Owls try to get to the district championship game. Find out if it happens next on KJF.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre d'Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Well, Delaina Mintel is going to try to complete her 12th game of the season as she looks to close out the St. Louis Notre Dame Rebels. 10-6 Windsor leads, top of the seventh. Here we go. And the batter is number 2, Caitlin Mazadonsky, and the catcher takes an outside strike on the heater from the righty Mintel. Let's see how quickly Mintel works in this inning. 0-1. Just off the plate. 1-1. By the way, we just had our first 1-2-3 inning from either side, and it happened in the bottom of the sixth. So, yeah, there's been a lot of traffic tonight. Reiser misses wide from Mintel. It's 2-1 to Mazadonsky. The last thing you want to do with a four-run lead in the final frame is walk the leadoff batter. Got to attack the zone here. Tyler Montgomery sets up outside. The pitch is there, and it's off the end of the bat. Side spins, gets five-hole on Mintel. Shortstop Irwin tried to back her up, but the throw is not in time. A lot of weird side spin on that one. And Mazadonsky is aboard for the third time tonight. We'll give that one a single just because of the awkwardness of the ball. Here's Allie Curry for the Rebels. Runner at first, nobody out. Down 10-6, top of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Delaney Mintel has had fewer strikeouts than innings pitched this year. However, as we are here in the top of the seventh, she has 8 strikeouts. So she is guaranteed to finish with more strikeouts than innings pitched here tonight. Just misses off the plate with another fastball. It's 1-1. Hillsborough beat Festus 11-1 earlier this afternoon and evening, so they await the winner of this one. 1-1, misses outside, throw down to first behind the runner. Tag applied, not in time. 2 balls, 1 strike to Allie Curry. Curry has an RBI single. And other than that, she's 0-2 with a strikeout, and she also reached on an error. Forced to back out of the way of that inside changeup from Mintel. A little hop on her front toes. Thought she might get the strike called, but no, it did not come, and it's 3-1. Here comes the next offering. 3-1 fastball, let her high. That's good for a strike, and now the count goes full. 3-2, nobody out. Winds are up 4. The game-tying run is actually the fourth batter of this inning, Sam Short, if the first three are to reach. So let's not let that happen, Mintel. And she misses wide with that one, and that is ball 4. So a seeing-eye single, or a screwball single, if you will, from the first batter. And as the train horn blows, Coach Montgomery is going to come out to the circle here and have a chat with everybody. But a screwball single by Mazadonsky, a full count walk for Allie Curry, and don't turn the dial just yet. The Rebels have runners at first and second, nobody out. Kiki Lloyd coming up to the plate. Now Kiki Lloyd is 0-3. Sam Short, the number 9 hitter, is also 0-3. Kiki Lloyd has 1 home run this year. Sam Short has none. So Kiki Lloyd, the right-handed batter, shoves the navy blue helmet on top of her head and digs in. Movement in the box for Lloyd, trying to keep the hands and legs warm. The first pitch, and she takes a hack at it and slices one down the right field line and foul. Mintel out ahead in the count, 0-1. And Brittany Krodinger wants to get the home plate umpire's attention as a new softball goes out to Mintel. And let's see what Coach Krodinger is calling the home plate umpire's attention to. Okay, courtesy runner. And so that's going to be number 9 for the Rebels. Caitlin Hess, how about that? Sophomore, listed as an infielder. End a run on a 48-degree night in Imperial. Score, top of the seventh. Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KHF. Dale Burning back in the very warm KHF studio. 0-1, Mintel. Inside, misses. 1 ball, 1 strike. St. Louis Notre Dame is trying to mount a comeback here. 1-1. Upstairs on the riser. Easy take for Lloyd. Two balls, one strike. If you're Delanda Mantell, you cannot be afraid to throw strikes. Attack the zone. Let your defense play. You got a four-run lead. 2-1. And on the hands, Lloyd fights it off the screen, right side. And it's 2-2. Tomorrow night, Friday night football for you. It'll feature Jefferson R7 at Chaffee on KJFF. I'll go all the way south for you. Farmington is at Lutheran North on KREI. On J98, it's North County and Potosi. A little football from Washington County there. And then on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, which can be found at MIMOinfo.com, you have St. Vincent at Grandview. 2-2, Mantell to Kiki Lloyd. It bounces. Montgomery blocks it. Kicks up the third base line. Both runners move. And sliding over the bag is Mazadonsky. And keeping the tag on her is the third baseman, Copeland. And that's how you get an out. So a 2-2 pitch from Mantell bounces. Montgomery blocks it. Mazadonsky takes her shot at third base. Would have been safe, but she overslides the bag. And now Mantell can get a punch out here with a good pitch. And there's a slow roller. Catcher Montgomery comes out, bare hands it, throws to first. It is in time. Two away. And the courtesy runner, Caitlin Hess, stays at second for some reason. And the Windsor Owls are one out away from a trip back to the district championship. Sam Short's the batter. Mantell into the wind. The pitch. Low. So that goes down. That play at third as a caught stealing. So Mazadonsky caught stealing third. 1-0 to Short. Fastball outside corner. Hip high for a strike. Delanda Mantell trying to pitch her Owls into the district championship game. Hillsboro awaits. Runner at second for the Rebels. Down 10-6. 1-1 pitch. It's up and outside. Ball two. The Rebels have collected 10 hits tonight, but they have stranded 9 base runners. 8 strikeouts for Mantell. Can she get another one? 2-1. Short. Lifts it up. On the infield. Right side. And securing the spot in the district championship game is Gabby Dewing. The second baseman makes the catch for out number 3. And the Owls win it 10-6. Windsor will face off against Hillsboro tomorrow at 4:30 in the Class 3 District 2 championship game. The Owls, with home runs from Piper Montgomery and Sierra Parker, they get the job done at home in front of a crowd that is on their feet as the Owls celebrate. 10-6 final. Home Bulls and Spouse postgame show is next.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College. Jefferson College and you.
Accessible Healthcare is having offices close to home with services like dental care, primary care, and behavioral health services. Affordable Healthcare is having someone to help you with Medicaid and Medicare applications and offering an income-based sliding fee scale. At Comtree, we want our community to know they can be healthier and happier. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. 10-6 final, Windsor over St. Louis Notre Dame. It's the Owls to meet the Hillsboro Hawks in the Class 3 District 2 softball championship game. Hillsboro with an 11-1 victory over Festus in six innings earlier. And the Windsor Owls using the long ball to punch their ticket to the district championship. And they have the potential to win the first district championship under head coach Wayne Montgomery. So that's kind of neat. And they're back in the district championship game after having missed out in 2017 and 2018. Last time they were in it was 2016, and they lost to Festus 7-6. Now, last year, the Owls had a leg up on the Hillsboro Hawks, who wound up finishing fourth at state. The Owls actually had a lead on them until the later innings, when Hillsboro mounted a comeback, forced extra innings, and won at 5-4 in the eighth. And so, with that, the Owls missed out on a return trip to the district championship. But this year, they finished well enough to earn a 2 seed. They're Windsor Owls hosting this Class 3 District 2 tournament. They just needed one win to get to the championship game. They got the job done. A 10-6 final. Windsor wins it on a chilly evening in Imperial. I've got Wayne Montgomery, head coach for the Windsor Owls, joining us. Coach, congratulations on the victory. How about Piper Montgomery and Sierra Parker?
And thank you for that. But, yeah, it's I'm lost for words. Two big at-bats by both of them. Piper, we're down two in the first inning, and kind of gets us rolling, gets us back in it. This game's a game of momentum, especially in district play like that. You'll see teams go back and forth all the time. So that was, of course, a big hit, and we've went well with her all year. She's been a spark for us a lot of times on offense, and so is Parker. Parker, as a sophomore, she's a she's been a great at bat for us. And it's the second time that every time Piper hits a home run, Parker's hit her two home runs the same day Piper did. So as far as that goes, so they, you know, it was at, and I'll tell you, Parker's home run might have been the farthest one I've seen this year. She crushed it. So it was a great at bat. So she hit the ball hard all game. So hopefully she'll keep that up.
Coach, last year we all know how close you were to knocking off Hillsborough, who eventually made it, you know, to state and finished fourth. And I'm sure that was something that weighed on you and a lot of the girls going into the season. And you wanted to make sure that something like that didn't happen in the early rounds of the district tournament. You guys finished 11-13. You did extremely well in the conference. And you put yourself in a position where you just needed one win to get into the championship game. And you guys were able to do it. And you had a lot of returners for this team. Delana Mintel, Piper Montgomery, you know, girls like that. This time they get that one win, and now they have a chance to knock off the Hawks once again.
Yeah, I think, you know, you learn a lot from losses. And a close loss like we took last year against Hillsborough really hurt. And we lost a close one here at home this year to them in conference and stuff. So, and you know, and people sometimes get caught up on records and stuff. We're a lot better than our record shows. You know, early on we had to, some pitching situations we had to kind of work through and just kind of find our groove. We're a totally different team than we were at the beginning of the year. So much more confidence and swagger at the plate. The mentality is better. We're a team that plays on ups, and you know, we got some girls out there that get those girls pumped up all the time. So, you know, we're glad to get another shot at Hillsborough. You know, we felt like we definitely deserved a 2 seed. I'm glad that we came out and proved that we could, you know, beat Notre Dame, which are a good team. They're well coached. They did a great job tonight. The two Crotinger girls who were exceptional players in the area, and they did a great job coaching with those girls, and they battled the entire game too. So my hat's off to them because I know they had a really good season. But, yeah, my girls, I tell you what, they're a lot of fun. They're an exciting group, and, you know, Peyton Irwin, our shortstop, she's probably our leader as far as keeping everybody pumped up. She's one of those kids that you love her when she's on your team because she's a hard-nosed kid, and she's going to get everybody excited in the dugout all the time. So,
yeah.
You know, unlike my, Piper Montgomery, Piper, she does it with the bat, does it with the glove and stuff like that, but she's just going to smile, and that's pretty much it. But Piper's one of those, or Peyton Irwin, she's one of those that she's loud. She's going to be out there the whole time getting everybody pumped up. So, and that was good for us tonight. And Delana pitched a great game for us. You know, she's been pitching really great down the stretch here. She hasn't given up a lot of runs in the last 3 weeks. She's really starting to find her groove as the season goes on. So we're looking, you know, and last time she held Hillsborough scoreless for 8 innings. So we're hoping she can come out and bring some good stuff tonight, tomorrow. I think the cold played a little factor in both pitchers, you know, it's a little tougher. Same way last night's game against DeSoto. Notre Dame DeSoto was a high-scoring game, too. I think a lot of it's tough for those pitchers, you know, to pitch in this situation if they're not used to it. So, but I'm proud of the girls, and I'm looking forward to getting a chance to play Hillsborough again. So,
Coach Montgomery, Wayne Montgomery, who we're talking to, coach of the Windsor Owls, when you look at a box score, the first thing that jumps out, and you can admit this too, is a home run. Mm-hmm. Two-run home run, three-run home run, solo home run, grand slam, whatever. The singles get overlooked. The walks get overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might know where I'm going with this. Emma Poveronico, in that fourth inning, 13 pitches, coach, faces 13 pitches, gets a single. Next batter up, Montgomery, works a walk. Gabe Dewing then gets on base. All of it set you up for the three-run home run there by Sierra Parker. But Emma Poveronico gets a single, and to me, you're just not going to look at that because it's a single. But, man, without that 13-pitch at-bat, none of that big stuff happens in the fourth for you guys.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I didn't realize it was that many pitches. But
yeah,
I knew she battled up there for a while. And, you know, and I kind of, as the game goes on, you start to forget those things. And I knew she had a great game. And I do remember that was a great at-bat, you know, and she just put it down the ground. And with her speed, she beat it out. She's been a spark plug for us all year. She's been someone that, someone that can get some base hits for us at times, and she can also lay the bunt down and help us out in some key situations. And she's done a great job in center field this year for us too. Is defensively. She's been a really great surprise for us. And like I said, yeah, that's a big bat because it's a two outs at that point.
Yeah.
And for her to get it going in that rally, you know, I do remember coming in and thinking, I'm like, wow, you know, just because all that happened with two outs and, you know, she was behind the count early too and just kept battling. And luckily she hit one, you know, and that's kind of what she does is slap her too. She doesn't actually slap sometimes, but you know, as a lefty, she's looking to just beat it on the ground and beat it out. And that's what she's done a lot of. And, yeah, she's been a great force all year, and we keep her hot. And if she get on in front of Piper and so can Irwin, we're in good shape. You know, now if we get Parker going, and Parker's been pretty hot lately, so that's a good thing too.
Yeah, and it wound up being a line drive single. And admittedly, I'm still going to give the play of the game and the player of the game to Sierra Parker. She drove in five. But I just wanted to point that out because I was super impressed. The guys here in the press box, including him, his dad, were very impressed by that at-bat.
Yeah.
But to me, Sierra Parker, in the big moment, she comes up. She gets the job done. Two-run double in the third, three-run home run in the fourth. She's our Applebee's player of the game. Give this certificate to her. It's a free entree next time. Oh.
Hi, this is Roger Barentine. Join me every Friday morning at 10:25 for the Jefferson College Report right here on KJFF.
But, yeah, and like I said, I'm glad Sierra Parker got player of the game. She's definitely deserving. So I'm looking forward to what she could do tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll come out ready to play against Hillsboro.
All right, good deal, Coach Montgomery. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Wayne Montgomery, head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us on the Home Bowls and Spas postgame show. Final score, Windsor 10 and Notre Dame 6. Hillsboro earlier with an 11-1 victory. And so it's going to be Hillsboro and Windsor for the Class 3 District 2 championship game. So sorry about that. We got cut off for a brief moment. Glad we're back with you. That was Wayne Montgomery previously just a moment ago talking to us. I'm looking out towards right center field, and I see an orange moon, and it looks gorgeous. And I don't know, it's kind of a peaceful look. I don't know why I got distracted by that, but hey, I just want to let you know there's an orange moon out there if you want to go take a look. But we had an orange moon tonight. We had a lot of runs scored this afternoon and evening. Hillsboro wins at 11-1 over Festus. Windsor topples St. Louis Notre Dame 10-6. It's Windsor-Hillsboro tomorrow at 4:30 for the Class 3 District 2 championship game. Unfortunately, because of Friday Night Football, we will not be here for that. I will be at Chaffee, calling the Chaffee-Jefferson Blue Jays game on KJFF. So be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock for the Fleeks Equipment pregame show tomorrow for some Friday Night Football. But once more, from Windsor High School in Imperial, Hillsboro 11, Festus 1, Hillsboro into the district championship game. Windsor 10, St. Louis Notre Dame 6. Windsor into the district championship game. Windsor-Hillsboro for a chance to go to sectionals. Thank you to Dale Bruning back in the KJF studio. I am Matt Greenwood, and thank you. You are a trooper for sticking with us since 4:15. Thank you so much. And that's it for us. Have a good night.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports on Straight Talk 1400. We now return you to regular programming.